After days of bloodshed between Israelis and Palestinians and reported Israeli airstrikes in Iran, Secretary of State Tony Blinken became the latest high-ranking American official to travel to Israel. He landed today for consultations with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As Nick Schifrin reports, Blinken is trying to keep a lid on further bloodshed and coordinate U.S.-Israeli cooperation on Israel's nemesis to the east, Iran.
It was supposed to be a trip to coordinate with a newly elected allied government. But violence created a crisis. Today, Palestinians buried Nassim Abu Foda, the 35th Palestinian they say was killed by Israelis this month, mostly fighting Israeli soldiers. Last week in Jenin, Israel launched the deadliest raid in the occupied West Bank in years. And this weekend, Israelis buried Rafael Ben Eliyahu, a victim of an attack on an East Jerusalem synagogue, one of the worst against Israelis in years that the U.S. labeled terrorism. And now another explosion, a publicly unattributed strike near an Iranian military factory.
As you can see, I've just landed in Israel at what is a pivotal moment.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken went from the airport to a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At the top of the agenda, stopping Israeli-Palestinian violence.
That's why we're urging all sides now to take urgent steps to restore calm, to de-escalate.
We've seen record numbers for quite a while, at least record numbers of deaths on both sides. And now we're seeing this escalation, which gives all the fodder, all the fuel for a major, perhaps third intifada. And all that's missing is a spark.
Natan Sachs directs Brookings' Center for Middle East Policy. He says weak Palestinian leadership and growing Palestinian frustration created a powder keg. And now there's an ultra-nationalist Israeli coalition that challenges the status quo at Jerusalem's holiest site, calls for de facto annexation of the occupied West Bank, and reducing the Supreme Court's power to check parliament.
It's a coalition with very far-right partners of Netanyahu and policies that worry Washington very much.
And can Secretary Blinken calling for calm help avoid an explosion?
Unless you shout, unless you make clear that this is a moment of extreme danger, which I believe it is, you will not be able to move things the way you need to move it. So Secretary Blinken would actually be well served by being less diplomatic, banging on the table quite a few times and being able to be less of the diplomat that he truly is and more of a shouter, which he is not.
What speaks loudly, last week's U.S.-Israel joint exercise is the largest ever. U.S. officials called it a message of deterrence to Iran. And now, 36 hours before Blinken's arrival, an explosion in Isfahan, reportedly near a site connected to Iran's ballistic missile program.
This facility has been known to have been engaged in missile development and development of high technologies which would have made missiles to target other countries with great precision.
Norman Rule is the U.S.'s former national intelligence manager for Iran and now a fellow at the Harvard Belfer Center. Iran has the Middle East's largest inventory of ballistic missiles, many capable of striking Israel.
So it appears that this action was meant to inhibit or destroy programs aimed at improving missile technology. That implies both knowledge of the program, that also implies that there was an effort to set back a program and send a message also to Iran's leadership that this particular threatening activity would not be tolerated.
Iran called the target a military factory. Israel did not claim public credit, but Netanyahu cited Iran's nuclear and missile program today.
Our policy and my policy is to do everything within Israel's power to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. And that will remain so.
It's unlikely the target was connected to Iranian drones or missiles bought by Russia to attack Ukraine, says Rule.
The nature of Iran's weaponry for Russia in its aggression against Ukraine has been off-the-shelf material. Again, this facility was likely engaged in advanced research or some specific activity that some actor wanted to stop before that activity reached the point where it could threaten regional countries.
Good to see you, Tom.
The U.S. now downplays any chance of diplomacy with Iran that helps align the two countries' regional goals. For that to continue, the U.S. has to manage any disagreements and try to ensure that this violence doesn't erupt any further. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.